We're going to see how Padre Pio encounters a vicious and a ferocious dog in the monastery. And this dog was intent on attacking him. This is in fact a bit of a weird story, because things turned out to be not exactly as they seemed. Please do join us for the story. Hello ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this channel on our great saint Padre Pio. He was a Capuchin friar, he was a mystic and a tremendous miracle worker. So do stay tuned to learn more about Padre Pio and to see what his intercession could do for you. We ask everyone to be part of this Padre Pio apostolate. Join us in this apostolate by liking the video and sharing the video with friends, with colleagues, anyone who may benefit. A special thanks to our protected child of Padre Pio patrons for your support, because you are in fact the ones who make all of these videos possible for everyone. So thank you again for your support. If you wish to be part of this Protected Child or Padre Pio program, just see the video on the end screen on how to become, on how to join. Now, this particular story today is taken from Padre Pio's letter to his spiritual director, who was Father Augustino at the time. So Padre Pio had written this letter himself, and he states, "It happened when I was studying philosophy at St. Elia in Pianisi." He said, "I had the second to last cell or room in the corridor leading up to the church. And then one night after matins prayer, I opened the door and the window because the heat was just so unbearable. It was stifling." And he said, "Suddenly I heard these noises apparently coming from the cell next door." And he wondered, "What can Brother Atanasio be up to at this late hour? I thought he was keeping a prayer vigil, so I began to recite the rosary myself, because him and I had this challenge going on to see who could pray the most, and I did not want to be left behind. But even while he was praying, these noises continued, and they grew louder, and he wanted to call out to his confrere. At this point, there was a strong sulfur smell that entered the room, so he leaned out of the window to call to him." He said the windows were so close to each other that in fact you could pass things between the windows. Brother Anastasio, I called. But there was no response. And as he came away from the window, to his absolute horror, he saw this huge dog, apparently with smoke pouring from its jaws, coming through the door towards him. He fell back on his bed, and then he heard this dog say, "He is the one. He is the one." And still lying there, I watched this horrible beast as it leapt out of the window onto the opposite roof and then disappeared. So that is one very bizarre dog, one strange story. The next day, Padre Pio had to find out more about this. And in fact, he learned that Brother Atanasio had not been in the cell that previous evening because he had been moved away already to another monastery. So that cell had been empty. And then Padre Pio tried to find out from the local people in the area who owned this animal, but no one was able to tell him. And after this, he became convinced that in fact the devil had appeared under the guise of this beast. And also that these things were now to continue day and night in one form or another. And he said, during these apparitions, so this is another part of the letter, during these apparitions, the devil nearly always took on hideous forms, obscene, bestial, monstrous, showing his true nature. But at other times, he said, he would take other forms, even angelic forms, or appearing as Saint Francis of Assisi, or the Blessed Virgin Mary, or even he would appear as Christ himself. So the devil had no problem posing as an imposter. And Padre Pio then continued to write, "Barba Blu," which means Bluebeard, "does not want to admit defeat. He has taken every form imaginable," he said. "And for several days he has visited me together with his helpers. Armed, they come armed with sticks and iron instruments. He says, what is even worse than that? Are they ugly, their hideous forms? He says, during one of these battles, he kept striking me, making diabolical suggestions of despair that I might give up trusting God. And I thought that it was my last night on earth, he said. But thanks be to Jesus, nothing like that happened. He said, this continued for a further 2 hours, at the end of which Padre Pio said he was shaking like a reed. And he had this cold chill that spread all over his body. And he was spitting up blood. So it was something very real and horrendous. Imagine that. So horrendous. Being pushed to the very limit, the absolute extreme, by the enemy. And almost even going out of one's mind as a result. But God is more powerful, and he did not abandon Padre Pio. So next up on this channel, we know that when we go to confession, we have this seal of the confessional protecting us. But what if there is a bogus confessor? What happens then? Do join us for that story. And if you're not receiving reminders of our videos, then make sure that you first have subscribed to our channel. And once you've subscribed to the channel, then you also have to click that little reminder bell. So do go ahead and do that if you're not already subscribed. Dear friends of following Padre Pio, wouldn't you like to be, as scripture says, those who instruct many to justice shall be as the stars for eternity? Apparently that's from the book of Daniel. So with that intention in mind, we offer you a special program, and it's called the Protected Child of Padre Pio program. And through this, if you join this program, you will be helping our team at Following Padre Pio to reach out to many people, hopefully to inspire them so that they do not give up hope, that they do not lose faith in God in these very trying times. So if you and I can give them this hope, then our Lord Jesus Christ's death would not have been in vain for them. So that's our aim. And we also have regular masses celebrated for all of those who join the Protected Child of Padre Pio program. And of course, there are other benefits too. To find out more, just click the video on the end screen, or you can go to the link in the video description below.